This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning Labor Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes and a special thanks to our military men and women, plus those listening to us right now here in America and around the world via the satellite, to all of our first responders, especially those getting ready to gather into the heart of the storm here, Dorian, the EMTs, the firefighters, the police, the hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, all those utility guys gathered up, the telephone, the power companies, the tree trimmers, everybody that staged. Please be safe, and we're thinking about you, and our thoughts and prayers go with you. And to all the people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, which are all closed today, the Uber, Lyft, and taxi, and bus drivers moving the people around, thanks very much for what you're doing. And again, be safe today. You guys delivering loads. And girls, especially over there, I-95 corridor, get them delivered and get the heck out of Dodge. Now, remember, you can go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more information. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, sitting high atop her mountaintop up here in Tarpon Springs, is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. How high above the ground are you?
60 feet.
Well, that's enough, right?
Yeah.
Now, we watched the hurricane come through the Bahamas today, and it's still basically over there for about the next 6 to 7 hours with its intense winds. We watched a 23-foot storm surge come by, and literally anything that was two stories high was just about underwater, right?
I don't know if it was quite two stories. I know one story was pretty well underwater.
Yeah, well, 23 foot would have been up a ways in the air. But anyway, I did see pictures from a hotel where they were on the third and fourth floors looking over at houses that looked like they might have been two stories high, and the water was right about up to the peak. But devastation everywhere. Of course, they had winds over there, what, 220 miles an hour gusts or something like that?
I don't know if it was that high, but they were pretty rough, knocking out docks and whatnot. So now we're looking at anything from just south of West Palm Beach all the way up through Jacksonville.
Yep.
And they have it as a 4. Now, at one point yesterday, it was a 5, so I got 2 or 3 alerts on that it was a 5.
How do they have it as a 4 when I got wind speeds at 2 a.m. at 175?
I don't know. I'm just looking at, what they've got listed here. With
okay, it's supposed to, during the day, probably weaken, but until the advisory comes out at 5, I mean, the last thing I got is 2 a.m., 175. But I do know that the minimum central pressure has gone up from 910, where it was yesterday morning, to 916, which shows us that it is weakening.
Yeah, my last here is at 3:10 a.m., so about an hour ago.
Okay, and the other thing is it's in shallower water, which means it doesn't have the fuel that it had when it was out there in the deeper water. But once it drifts a little bit further to the west, it'll get back into deeper water, and everybody is saying that it's going to get much bigger and it's going to get stronger again. And here we go, and they're still talking about a Category 5 wandering around out there.
Well, I know the South Carolina governor has issued a state of emergency, and he's issued an evacuation order that affects 830,000 people.
That's right.
And Georgia has also issued an evacuation order, but I have not seen the population that it affects.
Well, I know Brunswick to Savannah, all the barrier islands that are in there and everything that's close to the water, all the manufactured homes, same for that matter with Florida, that's a mandatory evacuation. And they're also advising people that are in homes that are not built to a minimum Category 2 or 3 standard to think about evacuating as well. It's not mandatory for them, but they're advising them to do so.
Well, I mean, you can't force people to do it.
No.
All you can say is, if you don't, we can't come back. So you are where you are.
Nope. And what we did to kind of convince them was we'd hand them the body bag, the tow bags we call them. We hand them the body bags and say, okay, write your name and your date of birth and your social security number on here and tie it to yourself, because that's all we're going to be able to identify you by when your body shows up. We'd tell them that. So, and that usually got their attention. I go, oh, you beat it. Yep. Okay. Where do we go? No, but it's, if you wanted to get them out, that's what we did. And it took something that dramatic to do it. So, got about a minute left here, a little bit less than a minute. What would you advise people east of I-95, to do right now?
East
of I-95. Yep.
Well, there shouldn't be anybody there right now to talk to. They should be gone.
Yep. Yep. But we all know that there's still people there and they're still talking, don't we?
Well, I guess there is no advice to give them. They're given advice, and if they're still there, then I would say there's nothing else to tell them.
Now, the people that are on I-95, and by the way, I've been watching 511 tonight. Traffic is starting to build up a little bit coming out of South Florida. All the toll roads coming north, as well as the Sawgrass Expressway Parkway down there in Miami, all those toll roads are free east, west, north, south for people to evac and get out of harm's way. Here comes the music. Hang on. Folks, when we come back, we'll go back into news mode here with some things that are going on around the country and around the world, so don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. By the way, did you know when a state of emergency is declared in Florida that you may legally carry a weapon like a sidearm with you with or without a concealed carry permit in the state of emergency zone? So there you go, and that's to protect your personal property. It is allowed, so some gun regulations lighten up during that time. Now, this is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Find them by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that very nice little USCCA logo on the right side tab. And when you do, you're going to see the free Gun a Day giveaway. Drop on down there. Sign up for it. And make sure that you do sign up for it, because we can't announce the winner on the show unless somebody on the show signs up for it. And hopefully you'll continue to do that, and eventually somebody will win that gun, and I'll be able to announce it. Now, also, check out the three levels of membership for the USCCA. You will get $474 worth of free stuff for becoming a member. And membership has all its advantages, too. One of the things is, besides the great USCCA gear that you'll get along with that $474 worth of free stuff, you'll get the Concealed Carry magazine. And that magazine has all types of savings in it for not only hunting and fishing and camping and RVing, but also for guns and ammunition. So that's the USCCA. Find them by clicking on the logo on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
According to The Hill, James Comey's problems are not over yet.
Of course not.
So explain.
Well, we have a Inspector General report that we've all been waiting for months and months and months. It was supposed to be out in September, and now we're hearing it could even be beginning of October. And he will likely be have a very large role in Horowitz's Inspector General report, mostly dealing with the FISA, Foreign Intelligence Service Court warrants. And then we also don't know how far and wide Durham's report's going to be or where that is. But I do know that Durham is conferring with Barr, which means that there's likely conferring with Horowitz, and Horowitz, the reason that's been delayed is because they're having to straighten out some testimonies by people and getting additional evidence. So Comey is, he's still floating in this orbit for sure.
And, of course, he just got a slap on the wrist, right, for what he did, which was violated the FBI regulations.
He got nothing. He got nothing. Well, there wasn't even a slap on the wrist.
He didn't. Well, he certainly was divulged that he did that, right? Revealed that he did
that. But we already knew all that. We knew that going back to last year. We didn't know a lot of the minor details, but we knew that, you know, he had those memos. He didn't get a slap on the wrist at all. It just was now under, instead of just being in the media, it was now part of essentially government documents when it comes to the IG report.
Well, we can only hope. And by the way, the president, we talked about it on Saturday, but just to rehash this a little bit, the president talking about the new tariffs that went into place yesterday, September the 1st, China, he made the comment, we don't want to be servants to the Chinese.
Well, we don't. But not all tariffs took place yesterday. Some did, or this week. Some did on some items, and then there will be tariffs on others. So it's not it's a timed kind of tariff architecture on this.
Okay. Let's talk about Hong Kong, because the protesters seem to go on, and it's like every weekend they seem to come out of the woodwork, and they disrupted the airport again. The demonstrations intensified. The police stepped into the midst and broke up the crowds again. Somewhere along the line, something big is going to happen here, and it's not going to be pretty.
Well, you know, I would say Beijing needs to back off. I'm not sure I understand that if Beijing thinks they're going to stop these protests, they're not. It's not going to happen. And I would say, where's the rest of the world? Where is the rest of the world, you know, standing there pointing their finger at Beijing and saying, what are you doing? Do you understand what these protests are about? They want their independence. They want their government. They don't want to be under, you know, the
Chinese rule.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, anyway, yeah, I think they hit some train stations and the airports, and they're not going to stop.
Now, we've heard a lot of reports about North Korea and how they have been cyber attacking various banks around the world. Now, North Korea says, oh, no, wasn't us. But how else could they have amassed $2 billion in Bitcoin?
Well, that's the way everybody does it. Now, the report that when it comes to the $2 billion that is done in cryptocurrency, interestingly enough, this is a United Nations report.
Oh, wow.
So, yes. So, these are certainly going against financial institutions, but they're also going against the cryptocurrency exchanges themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had attacks on India, Chile, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Kuwait, Liberia, Malaysia, Malta, Nigeria, Poland, South Africa, Tunisia, Vietnam, you know, I mean, so it isn't just an isolated place or target. It, there are several. And some people have actually paid up. Now, BitSum, which is a currency exchange, has been targeted, I think, a half a dozen times.
Right.
So, yeah, this is a United Nations report.
Now, have you seen, now I'm going to change gears back to my hurricane mode. Have you seen any price gouging going on?
Well, I was thinking about that the other day. Where I am, there is no gasoline. So, as a consequence, there's no point in price gouging. But, no, I have not seen any.
I got sent a picture from a listener down in Fort Myers showing me a sign in a convenience store, unnamed convenience store, because it's a sign they took a picture of with cases of bottled water, Zephyr Hills water, and it said $36.12 each case of water, one case per customer. $36.12? Last time I bought a case of water in the store, Zephyr Hills, I think it was about $8 or $9.
There was some of that floating around 2 years ago with the other hurricanes. Now, how accurate that was, it may be a regenerated photo.
Well,
that, I remember that one where bottled water, cases of bottled water were stacked up, and they were asking some ridiculous prices, but I think that ended up getting...
Now, if you see or observe or think you've been a part of price gouging in the state of Florida, here is the toll-free number to call because they are manning this 24-7. It's 800-966-7226, 800-966-7226. That's the price gouging number. And, oh, by the way, one of our suicide jockeys let me know he's running his butt off because they've done away with the restrictions, the hours of service and all that. So these guys can get out there and haul gasoline here, there, and everywhere, and he says he's certainly earning his money right now because he's all over the place.
Well, no doubt, but I would say that most of the gas tankers are over on the East Coast. I think they're going to need it more than we are because they're going to get all those people, you know, people need to get out. So you can get on, you know, get on a highway or some kind of road getting out of the evacuation areas, but you're going to need some gasoline in order to do that so you don't get trapped.
I was told last night that they staged some gasoline tankers on the Florida Turnpike for that reason.
I can't confirm
okay.
that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I was told, but we'll see. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and we'll still be talking about the hurricane, won't we?
Yeah, probably so.
All righty. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian is bearing down on the Bahamas. This Category 5 storm has wind gusts of up to 220 miles per hour. People there are asking for help.
We need help. Please, someone please come help us.
Emergency responders cannot get to many of the people in the Bahamas. Florida authorities are hoping to get people out of the way before the storm hits the mainland. There is now emergency mandatory evacuations happening in low-lying areas. There is also a mandatory evacuation order for the entire coast of South Carolina. The storm is only moving at 5 miles per hour, meaning it will stay in place for more than a day, up to 36 hours. Forecasters now predict it will veer northeastward after passing the Bahamas and head up the eastern seaboard. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, where you can turn your career around. And even if you're coming out of the military and you got skills and don't know how to use them, I can tell you how to make a lot of money as an aviation maintenance tech. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I know more and more of you young people coming out of high school are not headed straight off to college. You have come out through the technical schools, the VOTEC schools, the BOCE schools, whatever you call them in your area. You've learned a trade, and in most cases, that trade is going to start you out at 80% of full pay as an apprentice if you're going in as, say, oh, I don't know, a plumber, an electrician, maybe a mason or a carpenter, but that's what you're going to start at, especially in one of the union trades, because that's where they all start now. Now, that being the case, how about checking out the National Aviation Academy? Because you might want to turn your head a little bit when you hear that you could make $50,000 a year or more the very first year as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, you need to check them out to find out more about NAA.edu. That's the website for the National Aviation Academy. Again, go to NAA.edu or give them a call and ask to take the tour. 800-659-2080 is the phone number. Now, it's important to your future and your career that you check out all the possibilities that are there. And if you've got a job handed to you that you'll have in 14 months, but you've got a job that you'll start that might pay you, oh, half as much as what I just told you, then what would you want to do? So, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, ask to take the tour, or 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open, and you're going to love the way they take care of you. National Aviation Academy. Okay, well, the U.S. Army, the South Carolina Army National Guard, is reviewing whether or not an officer will face any sort of punishment after she was filmed attending a political rally and endorsing Vice President Joe Biden in his race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Now, by rights, military folks in uniform are not supposed to be doing that sort of thing, especially an officer. We'll see what happens. Now, the Army has announced that the September list of soldiers who will be promoted into officer and warrant officer ranks in the Army competitive category is a little bit ahead of schedule. You should be seeing it here, right here this week, those of you waiting for promotion either as an officer or a warrant officer. Now, the U.S. Army vehicle experts hope to take delivery of three infantry squad vehicle prototypes from five selected firms in mid-November and immediately begin testing the ultralight grunt vehicle in the field. The Navy Postgraduate School is now pitching its curriculum as a pathway to the U.S. Space Command, as U.S. Space Command stands up right now. The Naval Postgraduate School is pitching itself as an established source of space planners, logistics, and program managers. By the way, over this weekend, the USS Arizona Memorial has reopened again. It draws more than 4,000 visitors a day. It was open Saturday. Obviously, there was some damage done to the floating dock, as we all know, and they had to do some repairs to it. But it's back open again, and that's a good thing in Pearl Harbor. Also, fully operational F-16 fighter jet is for sale if you want to buy it. If you've got room for the Fighting Falcon in your garage, go to the Air Force Times, make a bid on it. And the 51st Fighter Wing Safety Office came up with a simple and, it hopes, a popular solution to the problem that plagues aircraft maintainers across the Air Force, and that's a modified bump cap that adds a little style to safety when the aircraft bumps into something. Now, the B-2 recently landed in Iceland for the first time, conducting hot pit refueling at an Icelandic Coast Guard base that has hosted U.S. aircraft for decades and keeps a close eye on the Arctic. Apparently, everybody worked out, and the test was passed with flying colors. Good news, indeed. And the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit, which supported the evacuation and movement of Yemen's president and special operation forces back in 2015, is back in the news again. They are once again in the area doing what they do. By the way, the Secretary of Defense and the Marines want to disperse across the Pacific. Right now, they're trying to find a new multi-million-dollar U.S. air base on Okinawa, the relocation of thousands of Marines to a string of bases stretching from Australia to Hawaii that's dragging along right now for whatever reason. But hopefully they'll get that moving again. By the way, the Boston-based Coast Guard cutter that seized $38.5 million worth of cocaine from suspected smugglers, most of whom evaded arrest off Central and South America. They either left their vessels or threw the contents overseas and or overboard rather into the seas and fled. But the Coast Guard cutter out of Boston, well, bang up job for them. And I'm sure you veterans have heard about the suspicious deaths coming out of a VA hospital in West Virginia. The FBI is involved in an investigation of those suspicious deaths. And it appears that at least in one case, there may have been murder involved. I certainly hope not, but that's the way it's leaning right now. By the way, military retirees who paid annual TRICARE premium enrollment fees in 2000 or 2019 could now soon see a refund check in the mail thanks to a new change in how the system calculates their annual out-of-pocket maximum payment. Certainly hope so. We'll see how that works out. And the VA secretary is chiming in, Mr. Robert Wilkie, about the safety of patients in West Virginia, telling them that they don't have to worry about anything. Uh-huh, sure, okay, right. We'll just take that with a grain of salt. By the way, Vice President Pence was in Poland over the weekend for the 80th celebration of Poland and the invasion by the Nazi Germans. Certainly a day that will live in infamy for all the Polish people. But the Polish Ministry of Defense by 2026 plans to allocate about 185 billion zloty, which is 47 billion worth of American money, towards acquiring new weapons and military equipment with fifth generation fighter jets a top priority. By the way, Lockheed Martin Company is going to build a maintenance, repair, and upgrade facility in Japan for its F-35 fighter plane fleet under a $25.2 million contract. And Boeing has been awarded a $500 million contract for services on Qatar's F-15 QASs, for the first of which is expected to be delivered in 2021. Lieutenant General Jack Shanahan says that deep fakes are a national security issue. He is the director of the Pentagon's Joint Artificial Intelligence Center, and the Department of Defense needs to invest heavily in technology that can counter deep fakes. How about that? And the Pentagon, finally, awarded a 10-year, $7.6 billion cloud contract to the Defense Office of Solutions, a huge contract that hadn't attracted the attention of the DOD's far more controversial procurement known as JEDI. So that money has been put out there, and things are on the burner. And I'm coming right back with Chris Markowski. I believe he'll be around today. If not, we'll give you some more information about hurricane, about the hurricane, and about where it's at and what's going on. By the way, there's some more storms out there. It's not just about Hurricane Dorian. There's some more storms out there coming our way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some never mind it breaks. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run.
Alrighty. Chris Markowski apparently is taking the day off, so we're going to get right into a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report and talk about what this hurricane's up to right now, Dorian, because I'm telling you, right now, I would not want to be in Bermuda. Or the Bahamas, let's see, how's that, the Bahamas, I would not want to be there at all because of what I'm looking at right now. But the Truckers Highway and Byway Report for this hour brought to you by your local pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. So let's take a look at the current time, real quick, at the Highway and Byway Report. Now, I want to go up north first because there's a large area of dense fog in central Illinois right now. It's not only along I-70 and I-57 and 59 and looks like I-55 as well, but also some sections of I-80 over into Iowa may be immersed in some of this fog as well. And in Missouri, pretty much most of the central part of the state from north to south is immersed in fog right now. Certainly, if you're coming up I-44, you're going to run into it when you get east of Springfield out there around Fort Leonard Wood for quite a ways there on 44 tonight, headed towards St. Louis. St. Louis appears to be free of fog at the moment, but I don't know how long that'll take heed. Now, in the Dallas Metroplex, you got some fog there, too, and some unsettled weather conditions off to the east, if you will. And looking at, again, some fog and some bad health conditions, air, out in the Phoenix area tonight. We do have a big red flag fire warning for most of Wyoming and all of eastern Idaho tonight, unsettled weather conditions in northeastern Montana and the central part of Nevada. And, of course, Florida, whew, doesn't matter where you are along the I-95 corridor tonight, from Miami all the way to Jacksonville and even on up into Georgia, Brunswick, and towards Savannah. Let's start with South Florida, I-95. Miami all the way up to Daytona Beach. There is right along the eastern part of I-95 over to the ocean. You have got a hurricane warning for that entire area right now. You've got tropical storm watches inland from those same areas over into as far east as Lake Okeechobee up into Polk County, follow US 27 on up towards just east of Orlando, and up I-17 up towards Palatka and up into the northeastern part of the state. And then you've got hurricane watches north of there on up to Jacksonville. Now, let me read you the statement that came out just about 30 minutes ago from the Hurricane Center. This is a tropical cyclone update for Dorian. Dorian drifting westward, parts of Grand Bahama Island being lashed incessantly with destructive hurricane force winds and storm surge. This is a life-threatening situation. Residents on Grand Bahama Island should not leave their shelter when the eye passes over, as winds will rapidly increase on the other side of the eye. Residents in the Abacos should continue to stay in their shelter until conditions outside subside later today. Hazards. Wind gusts still to 200 miles an hour. Storm surge 18 to 23 feet above the normal tide levels with higher destructive waves. These hazards will continue over the Grand Bahama Island during most of the day, causing extreme destruction on the island. Their words, not mine. Now, as of 4 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the location was 26.6 north, 78.1 west, about 40 miles east of Freeport in the Grand Bahama Island. It is about 125 miles due east of West Palm Beach, Florida. Now, the tropical force winds are out 150 miles. So, I would say right about now there are some tropical force winds being felt along the southeastern part of the United States, West Palm Beach, Florida, probably down towards Fort Lauderdale, and maybe up a little further, just by that number that I know of. Now, the maximum sustained winds at 4 a.m. were 165 miles an hour with gusts to 200. Present movement was west at 1 mile per hour. In other words, it's drifting. Now, the minimum central pressure was at 916 millibars, where it's been for about the last 2 hours. Well, let's see, not two, 3 hours. It's been for the last 3 hours. It's gone up from 910, where it was in the morning, to 916, which means there is some weakening, obviously, by the wind. We know that. But here's the deal. As it drifts away from the Bahamas, it will go into deeper water. There will be more fuel for it. The water temperature will warm up. And as a result, it'll fire up again, and the intensity will probably get back in the vicinity where it was. At least it looks like it will, according to the predictions I've got here. We'll get into all that in a minute. But you also have to realize that a small deviation to the left of the track, 10 miles, 15 miles, 20 miles, could bring the core of the hurricane and its dangerous winds closer to or even onto the Florida coast. If that happens, all hell is going to break loose going up I-95 when this thing turns north. Now, as it is right now, the hurricane force winds are out approximately 50 miles. The tropical force winds out 150 miles, which means they should be reaching at 125 miles east of West Palm Beach. They should be reaching the Florida coastline right now with tropical force winds, which is 40 miles an hour or above. Now, we also will probably witness an eyewall replacement, which will cause fluctuations in strength both up and down. So, here's what we're looking at, according to the weather prognosticators. A prolonged period of catastrophic winds and storm surge affecting the Grand Bahama Island for several more hours. That's number one. Number two, life-threatening storm surges will continue throughout the rest of the day. And the closer it gets to Florida, the greater the chance of storm surge coming to Florida. Question is, how close and how much? Then there's the increasing likelihood of strong winds and dangerous storm surge along the coast of Georgia and South Carolina later this week, as well as North Carolina. And, of course, the heavy rains. Now, 12 hours from now, we should be looking at winds about 165 miles an hour, which is where we're at right now. 24 hours from now, we should be looking at winds around 155 miles per hour, but the storm will be getting larger in circumference. 36 hours from now, we should be looking at 145 mile per hour winds, and then 48 hours from now, 120 mile per hour winds, which again takes it from a Cat 4 to a Cat 3, 72 hours out, 120 mile per hour winds. And then four days from now, 96 hours, we should be looking at 100-mile-an-hour winds. It'll still be slowly moving up the coast or right along the coast or maybe out. The magic number, again, to really feel good about this is about 50 miles off the coast or more to the east of Florida. That would really make things the best scenario, but it doesn't look like it's going to do that. I could be wrong, but we'll find out. I'm going to talk to a brother firefighter, Frank Silvato, in a couple of minutes. I've responded to 8 hurricanes in my career and been a part of logistics, been a part of communications and some other things along the way. But we'll get to Frank and see what he thinks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.